Letters from God and His Christ. Volume 1. Wisdom given to Timothy regarding those who killed Jesus the Christ. October 16th of 2004. From God the Father. A letter given to Timothy for all those who have ears to hear.
Know this. Those who say the Jews condemn the Christ Jesus to death speak rightly, for I, God Almighty, know all the works of men. And in that day did I harden their hearts, to accomplish my purpose in the salvation of men. In the days of Abraham, even unto Moses, did I establish my people as the chosen to give sacrifice for the cleansing of sin. And so, they only, and only they, did I choose to carry out my will, according to the New Testament I have set forth with all men in Christ Jesus. I gave them the Lamb, without blemish, for them to sacrifice for the cleansing of all men. No other nation would I allow to carry out my will in this. So all that written by the prophets of old would come to pass, and all that written of the Son of Man would be fulfilled in Christ Jesus. I say to all those who cry, "The Romans crucified the Christ, not the Jews." You lack understanding, and do not know that which was written by the prophets and foretold in Psalms. Indeed, the Romans crucified him, for his blood is also on their hands, as was his blood on the hammer that drove the nails. Therefore, I ask you, are the Romans likened unto the hammer, or he who holds the hammer? Whose condemnation and guilt is greater, he who placed the hammer in his hand, or he who holds the hammer? I say both are guilty. But woe to those who place the hammer in his hand and caused him to strike the nail, not ceasing until the nail was completely driven through. For they had honored and set free he who had sinned greatly and committed murder, and put to death he who had no sin in him, nor lying in his mouth. Likewise, in the days to come, shall the people raise up he who has much sin and murder in his vesture, and much lying in his mouth, and deny him who speaks holy and true, and wears the raiment of glory? To honor him who serves the evil one honors the devil, and to persecute those who have the light is to persecute he who is called the light of the world. To these will the king cast into the fire, for this is their due reward, unless they come to full repentance and shun he who has deceived them, and embrace he who had died for them, and lives forevermore to save them. But those of greater wisdom know, all have sinned. All men who have lived on the earth are guilty. There is none righteous, no, not one. And for this reason the Christ was sent, to die on the cross, thereby freeing all mankind from his chains, which bind him to the punishment of sin, death. So then, as Christ died for you, so must you crucify your flesh, as did he, and your life of old must die, so you can be reborn in the image of Christ. And in following him, do you become like him in all your ways.